I'd like to know, Val, how you felt when my mother first came here about 19 years ago.
Well, I was a little nervous about it because I didn't have a very thorough understanding of the culture she was coming from. She came over from Addis Ababa, and I knew you, and I knew what kind of person you are, but I didn't know enough at that time about the cultural norms, what would be okay and what wouldn't be okay. Looking back now, I realize how naive I was. Because do you remember I suggested that she take a taxi cab from Denver up to a mountain town? And how you can talk about how you felt about that?
Oh, I was very upset because my mother came from a, small, city compared to what Denver is. And she doesn't speak English. I mean, and I didn't know how you decided for her to take a cab.
Well, now I can understand why you were so upset. In fact, after I got to know her a little better, I could understand. But I think I was so naive about life outside of the United States. I think I made a lot of assumptions. Of course, there was no way that we should have put her in a cab. She would have been way too vulnerable. But I had many, many lessons to learn from your mom and from you, too.
I loved when your mom came to visit. Those are the happiest and the funniest times for me because I remember your mom didn't understand the word my mom said, but they got along so well. They had a lot of fun because they both loved cooking and they both liked children. So they just, they communicated by hand, but they got everything they wanted done and they were laughing, and when we come from work and I said, did you have a good day? And they said, oh, we had a wonderful, your mom was so wonderful because she just, with that beautiful smile, she says, oh, we just had a wonderful day today. And I love that. I love that. And I miss that.
I know. I love that, too. I learned so much from that because I watched them, and Mom would speak in English, and your mom would speak in Amharic, and then they'd laugh. They'd throw their hands up. And later on, during that same visit, I said, Mom, I don't understand how this is working. And she said, oh, honey, she said, I know Zodi's telling me about when Hagos was a boy. And she said, and you know I'm telling her about the funny things you did. She said, we know we're talking about how much we love our kids. And they came to love each other. My mom loved your mom so much. And I know your mom came to love my mom, too. And I thought that was really nice to learn that communication isn't all verbal or language by any means.